Ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Wilson. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Were you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. It's okay.
Maybe my signal wasn't good to you. But.
Oh, okay. No worries. Okay, I can hear you, so there we go. All right. So we're going to go to the next part is the billing part. On the card that we'll be using today, Wilson, does it have a middle initial as well or just the first and last name?
I do have a company card. It's my
okay.
Credit card.
Perfect. That's okay. And does it say Affordable WB Landscaping LLC on it?
It says both, actually. I didn't see that it was my name on it, but yeah, there's Wilson. Let me see if the other car has the same permission. Yeah, it's my name first, Wilson, uh-huh. Then the middle name is the letter capital E.
Okay.
And then Barrera, B-A-R-R-E-R-A, dash, Poitin, P as Peter, O-I-T-A-N.
Interesting, okay.
And then
it has a...
WB Landscaping LLC.
WB Landscaping LLC, okay. No affordable part, right? Okay.
So I have it on the car now. It's not.
Okay, all right. And then also for, I'm assuming the billing address would be the 312 Tyndall Avenue for the card?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, perfect. And then as far as the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
This is a Master card.
Master. Okay, got the two circles, right? That's the only way I remember it.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Okay. All right, sir, so I'm not going to repeat it out loud, but I am ready for the card number when you are.
It's 5474150663659.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
0826.
Well, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
0826.
Oh, okay. And then there also should be a security code as well, too.
461.
All right, perfect. So we're going to go ahead and do the next part is set up your security question. Okay, so whenever any of us gives a call out, obviously they're going to be talking to you only, but when they do give you a call, they're going to say, hey, what's the answer to this security question? Okay, so we're going to set that up right now for you. You have three choices. You can have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's name.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
It's Guadalupe.
Oh, that's a good one for me. Okay, how do you spell that one?
It's V. U A D as David A Apple L line U P as Peter E as Eagle.
Gotcha. That first letter though, was it D as in David or is it G as in
G as in Gerard?
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put that. Now, just letting you know, this will never change. Okay? So there you go. So I'm saving that there for you. Perfect. Okay. Looks like everything's good here. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $449 today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'm going to stay on the line with you because it's going to send a text message and an email with the invoice of everything for you as well, okay? So I want to make sure you have everything well taken care of, like as I promised, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it just went through, so let me know once you receive the text message.
All right. Yeah, just came in.
Perfect. Okay, so in that text message, it should say something like, click here to sign terms of conditions or something like that. Do you see that anywhere?
No, it just said, hi, Wilson. An email title, Google Guarantee Campaign Begins. So that's all I received.
Okay, so hold on. On your email, check your email, see if an invoice possibly went through there then. It's going to come through both. It's just one or the other, whichever comes first. So.
Okay.
Local slash, yep. You got it.
Google Guarantee Campaign Begins. Hello, Wilson. What is Google? Oh, yes. Splash Nation Invoice.
Perfect. That one. Go ahead and pop that one open for me and see if there's a spot where it says sign or click here to sign terms of experience or terms and conditions. It's going to be one or the other on that, something like that.
Please note this will be a recurring charge based on terms identified below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
There you go. Yep, that part right there.
I see.
Awesome. Once you're in there, as promised, everything's broken down for you as well. What it includes, and everything with it. You also get your account management team to back you up Monday through Friday, okay? Like I promised, so just make sure your communication with them is strong. Again, we'll introduce you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. That email will be coming out to you in a moment, and then you're going to see that they're going to hit yes on their side too, okay? So just make sure you hit agree or yes, whichever comes first on that, okay? Mm-hmm. But on this email, if you scroll to the bottom, there's a spot where you can click a box to check mark a box.
Okay. We're still on the same email, you said, or another
window? That same one, yeah. The one that says when it says click here to sign terms, then you're going to click that, and then you're going to end that email. Or wherever that directs you to.
Should I mark that I certify that I am authorized holder or signer?
Yes, that part. You're going to sign exactly how it shows on there from what that we put from the card, actually, the card information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says there, yeah. Local bundle 199, application setup fee 250.
Perfect. There you go.
So now I need to type my name.
Yep. Let me know once you hit, to the next position, let me know where it takes you. So this is our last step, and you're all set from there.
Okay. Yeah, okay, it says username.
Perfect, yeah, you got it. So at this position, just leave it there. That means you did it all right there. Our technicians are going to develop that with you tomorrow. They're going to walk you through because you're going to be able to track where the customers are calling from live. You get to see what keywords are working for you, what's not working, things like that as well too. Okay? So it's very important. All right. So now we got most of this here. I'm going to send this application to you as well. Mm-hmm. Through a text. Just did that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that for you. If you want to get that done as soon as quickly as possible, I suggest it all the way. Okay. that way you can get the application started, and once it gets approved, you can get strong leads. Okay, and that's getting you on the top of Google as well. So it's important. Okay. Question for you. How do you accept payments from your customers though? Do you do PayPal, cash, check, Venmo?
I do Venmo, but it's under my personal name, so I gotta change it to a business because okay. They charge now.
Yeah, I noticed that. I used Zelle before, and they don't do the extra charge, but it doesn't accept for like high payments. So I don't know. Maybe that might be a side thing for you as well too. But you do accept like check and card though, or cash? How do you accept payment from?
Cash for now. Yes. Yeah.
Check and cash? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then make sure I have everything here for you. Boom, boom. Let's go over some keywords. Okay. I want to make sure we have this down here. I have lawn maintenance, seasonal lawn care, fences, tree and shrub trimming, garden and plant bed expert. Is there anything I might be missing here?
Mulching. Spring cleanup.
Okay. Spring cleanup. Okay.
It could be some of the mason work, like.
Okay. I'm glad I asked then. I never thought. Okay, cool. What I'll do is I'm going to put in parentheses here. Customer may want to add more. That way, when you talk to our technicians, they're going to go ahead and make sure to ask you about that in case we missed anything. You have a day to think about things and see if that's something you want to add more to. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
More. Okay, and then. That's all good. Now, as far as your social media, do you do like a Facebook business page or anything for the business?
Yeah, I do have one.
You do? Okay. Make sure, here, let me see if I can. Is it under affordable WB landscaping or is it just the WB landscaping?
It's affordable. Affordable okay. WB.
Okay, let's see. See if I can find that myself here. Hey, I found it. Perfect. Okay. All right, you're ahead of the game on that one, man. Facebook really does make some magic. I'm not lying. Okay. Okay, this is all set here. I have everything good to go. Now, as far as your customers, do you want them to be able to call, text, and email, or just a phone call, or all three? How would you like to have that?
Just text and calls.
Just text and call? No email? Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to make sure I have this back here. Monday through Friday, was it? 7 to 6, right?
Yeah, let's put it in.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. I have this all sent to our guys, and it looks like we're all good to go, man. Did you have any questions for me?
No, just wondering how did you get my number? 'Cause I...
I know, right? It's almost like a heaven sent at the same time. To be honest, it's a call center, right? So our guys are scouting through the area because Google approved for a position that became available, and they're only looking for companies that have good reputation, such as yours, that can go in and fulfill that position. And we go through our algorithms and our system to make sure that we're not already working with anybody who does what you do in the area. Okay, we actually take it, like I said, we take it very seriously. We're not working with anyone else who does what you do. Okay, so now that we have you set up with us, we make sure that there's nobody else that we work with that does the same thing that you do. So it's a strict policy. Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm kind of glad, though, you know. I think it's right time. Timing is everything, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Awesome, man. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to do for your business and hearing some great experiences that you're going to have, okay? So please make sure to answer your phone tomorrow at 10, around 10 a.m. It's going to come from an 877 number, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Wilson. Welcome to the family, sir. You take it easy. Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Yes, sir.